the greatest concern in our prayers and in our lives should be the hallowing of the name of God. It is of utmost importance that God Himself be reverenced, honored, glorified, and exalted. In our prayer and daily walk, we must be intensely concerned with the reputation of God, His church, His gospel, and His kingdom. To do something that brings scandal upon the name and character of the Lord is a hideous sin that puts Him to open shame. This is a quote coming to you from the Full Life Study Bible. In this broadcast, we are continuing our new series based on the theme, Increasing in the Knowledge of God. In this message, we will use as our main text, Matthew 6:9, which says, "After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." Now, before getting into this broadcast, I would like to interject this one thought. The age in which we are living today is an irreverent age. Let me say that again. This age in which we find ourselves today is an irreverent age. All around you in the church, we see the signs of undue familiarity with God. The signs of this inappropriate, unjustifiable, improper familiarity with God. And as a result, we see a weakness of Christian living. People are not living the Christian life as they ought to. And there's a lightness of Christian worship. The songs that are coming forth, many of them don't have the depth in them like the old songs did. We are living in the 21st century, and in this century, it lacks one thing and one thing alone, and that is the awe of God, the fear of God. Now, going to our main text, Matthew 6:9, Jesus taught us how to pray. He said, "After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." It's so important that we see this, that the very first petition in this prayer, in the Lord's Prayer, is that God's name will be sanctified everywhere. And we must make this personal, that the first prayer when you wake up in the morning, before you pray about anything else, before you pray about your own needs or your family's needs or your desires or what's going on in the world at the time, your first priority, your first petition should be that God's name will be sanctified everywhere. And making it personal, Lord, let your name be sanctified in my life today. The first thing that we as God's children should desire is that God in all things would be glorified. We desire to see the glory of God. "After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." That word hallowed or hallowed, it comes from the Greek hagiazo, and it means set apart, sanctify, separate for holy use. It also means to make holy, venerate, render, or pronounce holy. It's to think or speak of with the deepest veneration. We are told in this prayer that we are to do that with God's name. Now, in the biblical cultures, a name did more than identify. Your name identifies you. My name identifies me. But in the biblical cultures, a name did more than that. it communicated something of the essence, the character, or the reputation of a person. We see throughout the Bible so many wonderful names of God, and each name reveals something about his essential nature and character. And the amazing thing is that not one name or title could possibly sum up who he is. What an amazing God we serve. Hallowed be thy name. Name is a Hebraism for God himself. It's talking about his revealed and manifested character. Hallowed, hallowed be your name, be your character. Well, the question that we need to ask ourselves at this point is, how do you hallow God's name? Do you go around just praising him by saying, "Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord"? Well, that might be one way that you could do it. But more specifically, we hallow God's name. We sanctify his holy name by holy living. And we're going to see that further as we get into this message. If your life is not holy, you are desecrating that sacred name by your secular living. Hallowing his name. It also includes, besides holy living, we hallow God's name when we show utter humility in his presence, when we have a meek and a submissive spirit, when we submit to his providence without murmuring, when we live lives that are kind, pure, honest, truthful, and contented, when we also show trust, we put our trust in him. And lastly, we hallow his name when we overthrow all idolatry in our hearts and in our minds, when we get rid of idols. Psalm 111:9 says, "Holy and reverend is his name." Holy, that word in the Hebrew is kadosh, meaning separate, set apart. This is his nature. He is holy, and this appears in all his works. He's separate from us. He's set apart in the fact that he is holy. His other name, holy and reverend, that word in the Hebrew is Yahweh, and it means to be feared, to be feared, to be reverenced, to be regarded or treated with reverence. And it's interesting that the Hebrew word for reverend is Yahweh, but in the Latin, reverendus, it means to be feared as well. So whether you look at the Hebrew or the Latin, both mean for reverend, both explain it, define it as to be feared. God's name is to be feared. He is to be feared and reverenced by all his creatures and among his saints. His name ought never to be spoken of without solemn thought. We look at Deuteronomy 28:58. Here we have Moses saying, "If thou wilt not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest fear this glorious and fearful name, the Lord thy God." To fear this glorious and fearful name. That word fearful is Yahweh, that same word which means to be feared, to reverence. God's name is never to be uttered without reverence. God expects from us that we should fear his fearful name, the Lord thy God. Then we go over to 2 Samuel 7:26. And we see, besides in hallowing his name, besides fearing his name, we see here in 2 Samuel 7:26, where David says, "And let thy name be magnified forever," saying, The Lord of hosts is the God over Israel, and let the house of thy servant David be established before thee. Let thy name be magnified forever. This is the Hebrew word gadol, and it means to increase, to be large, to become great. Let God's name be made to appear great in the eyes of his creatures. Let it be esteemed and declared great. Let it become greater and greater, more and more admired and praised. Now notice David, he started off his prayer in the true spirit of the Lord's Prayer by putting in the forefront of his petition, "Hallowed be thy name." He said it this way, "And let thy name be magnified forever." Let your name be magnified. You know, it's no wonder that David was called a man after God's own heart, because the main object in his life, he lived for to see God be glorified. He sought God's glory. He wanted God, his name, to be magnified and his greatness to be displayed. And that ought to be the summary and the center of all our prayers as well. Let thy name be magnified. But sad but true, when we look upon the condition of the church today, we see that there's so much that doesn't glorify the name of God. So little comparatively that does glorify his name. There's so little in the church today that does glorify his name. And then when we look at the condition of the world, it's far worse, because we see there idols and all manner of vain and wicked things that are magnified more than God. Unfortunately, in this irreverent age, in the church, the name of God, that holy and reverent name, the name of God is not hallowed. The Lord thy God, that glorious and fearful name, is not feared. His name is not magnified. Instead, we find those that are taking the name of the Lord in vain. We find those that are profaning the name by their sinful lifestyles. And we find those who are causing the name of the Lord to be blasphemed among the heathen by their looseness of living. In Exodus 27:20, verse 7, we find actually the third commandment, the third of the Ten Commandments. And God said, "Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain." This is talking to people who are not hallowing his name. Instead, they're taking his name in vain. They're misusing his name. Now remember, we talked about the name stands for God himself. It's that which he has revealed of himself. It's his essential character, the revelation of himself. And here are people that are insincerely and thoughtlessly pronouncing it, flippantly and thoughtlessly using God's name. An example of that would be, you see here a lot of millennials. They have this thing, OMG, oh my God, oh my God. And they go around saying that, or they say, oh God. You hear people say, oh God, or oh my God, good God. Well, this is taking the name of the Lord in vain, when you just flippantly, thoughtlessly use God's name in your conversation. You're carelessly, lightly pronouncing his name without any regard to its awful significancy. Another way you take God's name in vain is by hypocrisy. When a person professes the name of Christian but does not live up to it, well, you are taking God's name in vain. And the third way of doing so is when you make false promises to God, but you don't keep them. You are taking God's name in vain. You're not hallowing his name, but taking it in vain. Then we go over to Malachi 1, 11 to 12. And this is talking about the priests. God said to the priest, "For my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, but you have profaned it." Now notice God said, "My name shall be great." That's the same word for magnified. Like David said, "Let the name of God be magnified." In other words, wherever it is mentioned, published, it should become the dominant name. It should be declared or acknowledged to be great. But instead, God told the priests, he said, "But you have profaned my name. You have polluted it. You have made it common. You have valued it at a strange undervalue. And the way you have done this is by your deeds and the crookedness of your lives." You have this contemptuous conduct that is bringing shame to my name, profaning my name. You're not showing obedience. God told them how to do the sacrifice, what to bring, and they didn't think, they thought that anything would serve for a sacrifice. So they didn't bring the best. They just picked out the worst and offered it at God's altar. And in a sense, what they were doing was casting dirt upon God's name by their irreligion. Through their crookedness, the crookedness of their lives, they profaned the name of the Lord. Then we go over to the New Testament, Romans 2:24, where Paul said, "For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles through you, as it is written." Paul was saying there that the name of God is blasphemed. What he was saying there is it's spoken against and dishonored on account of the wicked conduct of God's people, God's professed people. Because of the looseness of their lives, the unchristian conversation or lifestyle, the life of impurity, hypocrisy, folly, and carelessness, God's name is blasphemed, it's spoken against, and it's dishonored among the heathen. And it's all on account of the wicked conduct of God's professed people. In this irreverent age, as the church, we need to make God's glory our top priority. That needs to be made the top priority in this irreverent age. Our first and foremost prayer must be, "Hallowed be thy name. Father, hallowed be thy name. May it be feared, may it be magnified, and may it be blessed." And that brings us to our last verse of scripture, found in Psalm 72:19, David is speaking. He said, "And blessed be his glorious name forever, and let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen." Blessed be his glorious name forever. Here David is praying that all the names of God by which he is known, all by which he has revealed himself, might be regarded with veneration always and everywhere. And Matthew Henry, he said it well this way. I'd like to finish or end with this quote from him, talking about the names of God, or the name of God. "Let it be blessed forever. It shall be blessed forever. It deserves to be blessed forever. And we hope to be forever blessing it. And I ask you this question. Is that your prayer today? Our time is up for today's broadcast, but I encourage you stay tuned for our next teaching as we continue our study of the theme, Increasing in the Knowledge of God. This is Connie Giordano with Walking in Truth Ministry, praying that you will indeed walk in truth today and all the days of your life. In Jesus' name, amen.